she will take me. Said, yes, miss, I'll do what you tell me. I'll do just like you say, dear. I said, well, you're on the job. I said, you put your head back straight and don't chuck it down like that and sling it and sling it and sling it every way. I said, just bear your chin down there. And I said, when you have a pain, I says, put down there on it and let the kid get out of there. And I says, now get no more headache with you. Oh, grand woman standing back there just dying like said, I never was so glad to see a hard-headed young one convinced you. She says, I bet you have nothing had this woman where you would start no stuff like you did with us. It wasn't over 10 or 15 minutes till I had to get ready to dress. She knowed me. She knowed I never did play with her. When I go for one of them that's sick, I've had a mother to send me down there, send down there after me, come up there and doctor them when they'd be sick. Yes. It wasn't further from my house and from here to that house above Roy's up there, just highway between us and our yard. Lived out there with Paul Flint. And so they reminded me. I carried my kids down there. I had to. I carried down there and leaving the girl's mother. And they out there in the yard. I carried on down there and I go to the field. And I go out there and I get my mule. I set them up on the mule. Lead me on, you know, go down there and take them off, put them down the yard. I said, yeah, yeah, children's. She said, all right, come here, my white little old babies. So, I go on, pick the mule up, flying. I go flying. I travel some around. Go on by and get my kids. Go on, put the mule on the lot. Go get my cows to pasture, and yep, cook up.
You'd be doing your daddy's work, wouldn't you?
Hey, I worked on my father.
If a boy resembled his, looked like his father, if he had the same hair and nose and all, you'd say he did what like his father?
He favored his daddy.
If you had a real bad child that wouldn't behave, what would you tell him you'd do to him?
Spank him.
Got any other words you'd use besides spanking?
Whip.
What do you use to whip your children with?
Switch.
Just break the switch out the tree.
I didn't want nothing to bruise.
What do you call a child who doesn't have a father, whose mother and father are not married?
Well, now, there's different names for them with weak people. But some call them, some of them call them a horse baby.
Just different names for them.
And some of them, they'll call them woods coats. And there's so many names they give them. Well, that ain't right. Them children didn't have nothing to be have nothing to do with somebody getting them and bring them in the world.
They don't mistreat them as much now, though, as they used to, do.
No, but you know what they're doing now? They're cutting the families all around to not over two children. Government says they got to do.
Because they're getting too many people.
Yeah.
A child who doesn't have a mother or a father, whose mother and father are dead, would be a...
Motherless and fatherless.